The fourth parak deals with many items that are mitzarif combined together to achieve a minimum shear. And what that means is our springboard is me'ila, that as we've discussed in the past, if somebody has a benefit in the value of a pruta from something that's owned by the Beis HaMikdash, that is violating the prohibition of me'ila. What happens if the person benefits a part of a pruta? For example, half a pruta from one thing and a part of a pruta, another half of a pruta from another thing. Are we going to combine those mitzaref, those two together, to have one pruta such that the person has now violated the prohibition of me'ila? That's going to be our initial discussion, and then we're going to branch out to various other items in Yisruim as well. Mishnah Aleph starts as follows. Kodshei HaMizbeach, talking about items that are brought on the Mizbeach, have been sanctified to be brought as karbonos on the Mizbeach. Mitzarfin Zeim Zeleb Mi'ila. They indeed do aggregate together for purposes of computing the pruta that somebody benefits from Mi'ila. So to violate the prohibition of Mi'ila. For example, if somebody has a half a pruta benefit from a korban chatas, another half a pruta benefit from a korban asham, those would be aggregated together for a pruta, and the person indeed has violated the prohibition of me'ila. Not only for me'ila purposes do we aggregate kodshei HaMizbeach together, but also ulechayev alem mishum pigul noser v'tame, in order to aggregate for the minimum shear of a kazayis, in order for somebody to have eaten meat, for example, that was from a pigul animal, or noser, it was that left over out of the proper time. You have a half a kazayis from a chatas and a half a kazayis from a shlamin, and it's now noser. Each of them, we would aggregate them together to a kazayis or tame. If somebody who is tame eats a half a kazayis from one animal and half a kazayis from another korban, those would be aggregated together, and in all those, the person would be chayev kares. Kodshei bet hakabayis. Now we're not talking about kodshei mizbeach, we're talking about kodshei bet hakabayis. There is mi'ila as well on kodshei bet hakabayis, items that are owned by the Beis HaMikdash, but not kodshei mizbeach to be brought as korbanos. But there is not pigul noser and tame, because we're not talking about animals that are brought as korbanos. So kodshei bet hakabayis mitzarfin zeim zeh. They also would aggregate together for purposes of me'ila to make a pruta. Kodshei hamizbeach, the first category, items that are brought on the mizbeach, kodshei bet hakabayis, also mitzarfin zeim zeh le'me'ila. Those also would be mitzarf together for computing the pruta, but only for me'ila, not for purposes of pigul noser and tame, because again, pigul noser and tame are not relevant for kodshei bet hakabayis, only for kodshei hamizbeach. Mishnah Beis continues, Misha Dvarim Ba'ola Mitzarfin Zeim Zeh. There are five different parts of a Korban Ola. Korban Ola is Kodshei Kedoshim. So there is Mi'ila on an animal that is Kodshei Kedoshim, as we've discussed in the past. And five different parts of the Korban Ola, which is totally burnt on the Mizbeach, would aggregate together for various purposes. For example, for Mi'ila purposes, or for Ktava Gazayas, for purposes of Kigol Nosar and Tame and Shchutei Chutz, all these various things we would aggregate it for these purposes. This is the Zisurim. Then they are as follows. Habas, so the meat of the Korban Ola, the Chelev, the prohibited fat, the fat that we burnt on the Mizbeach, v'asolas, the flour that will be brought with the Korban Mincha that is associated with the Korban Ola, hayayin v'ashem, and also the wine and the oil that are brought together with the Korban Ola. All those would aggregate together. If somebody has hana'a in the amount of a pruta from a combination of those, even a combination of those, or a kazayas, pigul noser and tame, if the person will eat, that would also be aggregated together for all those purposes. Next, we're going to talk about vishisha betoda. We're going to add one more for a korban toda. Korban toda is now kodshei kalim, so there's no me'ila on something that's kodshei kalim, because all along it was meant to be eaten by the owners. However, we're talking now about pigul noser and tame, that we're going to aggregate these items together to make a kazayas if somebody would eat it. Now, we're going to see the same fives as we saw for the korban ola, but we're going to add on at the end of it lechem, because there is lechem, there's bread that's brought together with the korban toda. Vishisha batoda, not only five, as we saw with the korban ola, haba, sarva, chelev, asolas, vayen, veshem, and say five, as we saw before, and in addition, va'lachem is added on. This is the third thing that we're talking about in our Mishnah, that we're going to aggregate together various items that are given to Kohanim, that are called truma, even though they're not all, strictly speaking, what we would call truma, but they all are called truma, referred to as truma. The psukim ha truma, that is the tithe that's given from our produce to kohanim. Utrumas ma'isa, this is the tithe that is given by the levim from the ma'isa rishon that they received, and they give the trumas ma'isa, they tithe from their ma'isa rishon and give something to the kohanim. Utrumas ma'isa shel demai. Demai is produce that we're buying from an am ha'aretz. We can't trust that he took off his ma'isras, and accordingly, we have to, when we buy from him produce, we have to take off Trumas Maisra as well. Hachala, the challah that's given from our dough. Vahabikurim, the first fruits, certain first fruits that are given. That's the bikurim, given to the kohanim. All of these, mistarvim, zeh, mizela, esor, all of these will become combined together to be osor. Each one, and this is a little bit complicated, what we're talking about, lasor, to prohibit. When we have one of these, typically when we have any of these, it's going to be neutralized by, if we have something that is chulin, that's non-truma, so you have a little bit truma that falls into chulin, it's going to be neutralized if you have 100 times the truma. So 100 times, 101 times, all that, it's going to neutralize the truma. If you have less than 100 times, 50 times, 79 times, that will not neutralize it. It's going to be meduma, and that is a problem for somebody who is not going to eat it. So what we're talking about now is, indeed, it is neutralized. It is neutralized if you have only one of these things that fall in. For example, you have truma that fell into your combination, and it's neutralized by 100, 101, 102, but what happens if you have two of these fall in, and each of them separately will be neutralized, but combined, you're not going to have 100 times the combination of, for example, challah and bikurim and truma, they fell in together. We are saying we're going to combine those items, and accordingly, it's not going to be neutralized. That's why it's mitzarfin zezele esor, we combine them together, and it prohibits the mixture. And in addition, another ramification of this, the chayav alem es achomish, we aggregate these things together as well. If somebody who shouldn't be eating truma eats it b'shogeg, he has to pay back the value of what he benefited to the coin. In addition, he has to add on a chomesh, a fifth as well. So we are going to aggregate these items together, that if the person ate a kazayas, we're going to aggregate them to achieve the kazayas, because that's when the you have to pay back and you have to pay the chomesh, we'll aggregate them together as well. So that's another chumrah by aggregating these items. Mishnah Gimel continues talking about what we aggregate together. Point number one is called ha-pigulim. Meat starfim zeh zeh, if you have pigul, which is that leftover meat when somebody had an improper thought during the process of bringing the korban, for example, at the shechita stage, the person thought that I am going to do something chutz lizmano out of the proper time. For example, I'm going to eat it out of the proper time. I'm going to burn the sacrificial parts outside of the proper time. That causes the meat to be pigul, such that if somebody eats a kazayis of it, that person is going to be chayiv kares, if it's done b'mezid, or if it's b'shogig, you have to be in korban chatas. So kol ha-pigulim mitzarfin zeze, if you have pigul, a half a kazayis from one animal and a half a kazayis from another, we are going to mitzarf them together, that is going to be kazayis, the person is going to be chayiv kares if he eats it. And same concept here, kol hano, sorry, mistarvin zeizem, if you have a half a kazayas from meat that's left over out of the time it should be eaten, the korban meat, and another half a kazayas, we're going to be mitzarif them together. If somebody eats it, chayav kares. Number three, kol hanevelos mitzarfet zeim, so we're not talking about eating it for purposes of kares, we're talking about tuma and tahara in order to transfer the tuma of an nevela, an animal that did not have a shechita, but it died, in order for it to be metame, it needs to have a kazayas. So if you have a half a kazayas from one nevela, half a kazayas from another nevela, that is going to be starved together to have a kazayas such that it will now transfer tuma to something else. Number four, kol hashratzim mitzarfim zeim zeh. There are two types of shratzim, which are with creeping creatures, for example, insects, lizards, and rodents. So those were mitzarif together. They're two different times, and they have two different shirim, so we're not going to go into it. But if somebody would eat the minimum amount of shir for that type of shratzim, mitzarfim zeh, we would aggregate them together. So you had a little piece of a rodent, a little piece of lizard. They would aggregate together, and the person who ate the minimum shir would be chayav of malkos for eating that. And number five, dama sheretz ubisaro mitzarfim, the blood of a sheretz that we just talked about, these creeping creatures, and the meat itself, when you have them together, whether they would be mitzaref to have a minimum shear. Now, the minimum shear for this, we're talking about to transfer tumah, is not a kezias for purposes of a sheretz. It is an adasha, much smaller, so we're much more strict on this. It's an adasha, which is the size of a lentil. And now we're going to have a general principle, klal amar Rabbi Yeshua, when are we mitzaref items together, and when we are we not mitzaref items together? So this is it. Kol shetuma savishiru shavin mitzdarfin zeize. In the shetuma, when the item touches something else and it makes it tame, the time for it to become tahor has to be the same. If the time for the two items that we are thinking about combining, we think they should combine, if the tuma time that it causes, the tuma, the amount of time that the item will take in order to become tahor, if it's going to be the same, for example, if you touch the meat of an avela, you have to wait till that night in order to become tahor, and if you touch a adasha, if it's till that night it's going to become tahor, that is the same amount of time of tuma. But not only that, it has to be shi'uro shavim. That means the shear, the amount, the minimum amount that is required in order to transfer the tumah, that has to be the same as well. If we fulfill those two conditions, the tumah time is the same and the shear is the same, mitzdarfin zeimze. And an example would be if you have two pieces of nevela, half a kezias, they would be mitzdarfed together because the amount of time to become tahor and also the minimum shear of a kezias is the same. However, having said that, if you only have one of those variables or neither of those variables, it's not going to meet Sarif together as follows. Tumaso veloshir, if the amount of time that it will take to become tahor is the same. For example, if you have a nevela and you have a sheretz, those have the same amount of time to become tahor. It's going to be that night. However, the shear is different for them. The shear for a nevela to be mitame something is a kezias, and the shear for a sheretz to be mitame something is an adasha. So those will not be mitzarets together because the tumah is the same, but not the shear of the to be mitame is the same. And number two, shi'ur of lo tumah. So if you have on the converse of that, the shi'ur is the same, meaning the minimum amount to be matame something else is the same. For example, a nevela requires a kezias, and the mace of a person requires a kezias as well. That's the same. But the tumah time is not the same. In order to become tahor, when it comes to a nevela, that's going to be that very night, go to mikvah that night. And then, however, when it comes to be mitahor from a mace, that's going to be 7 days. So here we have the shi'ur is the same, but the tumah time is not the same. Or if we have neither v'lo tumaso v'lo shi'uro, if you have neither the same, that's talking about when we have somebody who is tame, the tumah of a mace, of a person, and the tumah of a sheretz. So the tumah time is not the same because for a mace, 7 days, for a sheretz is 1 day, and the minimum shear is also not the same. For the mace, you need a kezias, and for the sheretz, you need an adasha. Accordingly, a mitzdarfin ze im ze, they would not be mitzdarf together. You need to fulfill two of the requirements, not one and not zero. Number Mishnah Dalet, Hapigul Vahanosar. We talked about Pigul is mitzarif with itself. If you have half a kezias of pigul and half a kezias of pigul, you mitzarif them together for kezias if somebody eats it. Nosar also is mitzarif within of itself. A kezias, half a kezias and a kezias of nosar. But how about a half a kezias of pigul and half a kezias of nosar? Ein mitzarifin zeh, they do not combine together. Mibnei shem shnei shemos, because they are two separate Isurim. Next point, hasheretz. We mentioned the sheretz before. This is talking about the 8 shrutzim that are listed in the Torah. So the minimum shear for this is an adasha in order to transfer tumah. The hanavela, the minimum shear for nevela to transfer is a kezias. So hasheretz v'hanavela, those two. V'chein hanavela u'besar ames. And when it comes to nevela, kezias of the nevela and a kezias besar ames, or you half a half, because these are two different isurim, ein mitzarfin ze'im ze'latame, they are not mitzarf together in order to be mitame something else. Afilu kakal shebishneim, even the more lenient one of it, it's not going to be mitzarf together. So, for example, read the Bartanur. What does that mean? Even the more kal, even the larger shear. So the Bartanur says as follows, kagon sheitzarf Pachos mikadasha desheretz lahashlim kezayis de nevela. We are not going to take a pachon mikadasha, less of a kadasha of a sheretz, in order to make up the larger shear of a kezayis of a nevela. So this, I have almost a kezayis of nevela, and I need a little bit more. We're not going to take little bit of a kadasha in order to be mitzarf that, in order to have a shiur, a kezayis for nevela. And certainly, if we're lacking a little bit with that adasha, which is the more stricter, which is the more stricter one, we're not going to take some of the Avela and fill in what's lacking of the Adasha. So even Lahakel, even for the Kazayas, I'm not going to put the more strict little piece of the Sheretz in order to be Mitzaref to the larger, more lenient shear of a Nevela. And continuing, Ha'ochel Shinitma Be'av Hatuma V'Shinitma Be'Vlad Hatuma. If we have food that is become tame with an avatuma. So an avatuma, for example, a sheretz, a dead sheretz, it becomes a rishon when you touch that food. And V'Shinitma Be'Vlad Hatuma, and also you have food that has become tame with a Vlad Hatuma. Vlad Hatuma is a rishon, so it made the food a sheni. So we have food that's a rishon, and a food that is sheni meets darfin zeh. Here we'll be mitzarev them together because they're both food. It's simply that they have different degrees of tuma. So here we would be mitzarev to them together. Half a kazayas of the rishon and half a kazayas of the sheni. We will be mitzarev together, but it is going to be a sheni. It's going to be the more lenient one, and that kazayas together can touch truma and can make it, or kochim, and can make it a shlishi. Mishnah hey kola ochli mitzarfim. All different types of food are mitzarif together for five different things, as we'll list out of the past. Which means, for example, in order to shiva a kazayis, so I don't have a kazayis of pizza, I only have a half a kazayis of pizza, but I have a half a kazayis of a pickle, they will be mitzarif together. That's different examples of foods, but they're all foods for different reasons. Number one, lipsol es hagaviyah b'chachatzi pras. Talking about somebody who ate that kazayis of tame food, and it makes that person disqualified from eating truma. You have to go to mikveh and wait till the night. So if somebody ate half a kazayis, two different foods, they will be mitzarev together to make that person tame, and he will not be able to eat tuma as long as he ate a chetzi pras of tame food, or tame foods combined. A chetzi pras is, depends on the shita, 1.5 to 2 eggs. Next reason what we are mitzarif for the next issue that we are mitzarif foods together, the next reason. Number two is b'mezon shtei sudas le'eruv. If somebody wants to make an eruv tchumim, so you want to go on Shabbos and travel more than 2,000 amos in one direction, so you have to set up an eruv tchumim in the direction you want to go, you need a minimum of 2 seudas of food. So you can be mitzarif different types of food for those 2 seudas in order to set up that eruv tchumim. Number three, when are we mitzarif foods together? Tumas ochlim, in order for food to transfer on tuma to something else, you need a minimum of kabetza, and that will be counted even if you have a half a kabetza of one food, half a kabetza of another food, or a third of the kabetza, that will be mitzarf together. If it's all tame, it will transfer on tuma. And number four, becha grogeres otashab. So grogeres is the volume of a dried fig, and that is the minimum shear to violate the isur de orais of carrying out on Shabbos when there's no eruv. So we are mitzarif different types of food to make that grogeres, that volume of a dried fig. And number five, bika koteves biyom kippurim. That is the volume of a large date. If somebody eats that amount on Yom Kippur, that is the isur de orais, and we would be mitzarif smaller amounts of that date of different fruits together in order to have that koteves. That is when it comes to eating, when it comes to drinking, kol mashkin mitzarfin lipsol es hagviya berevis, as we just saw before. When it comes to food, when it comes to drink, different types of drinks are also going to be combined together. If it is tamei drink, it's going to disqualify that person drinking it. For example, the kohen drinks it, he is not going to be able to eat truma until he goes through a tara process through that day, until that night. And the amount that he had to drink of drinks, of various liquids, is a revis, it's a quarter of a lug. They would be mitzarif together for that quarter of a lug to disqualify him from eating truma. Uvimlo lugma v'cheekful b'yom ha-kippurim. That is the prohibition of eating, as we talked about eating in the ration. Now we're talking about drinking on Yom Kippur. That would violate the isur d'oraisa malai lugma. We would aggregate together different types of liquids. Mishnah vav. Two more points that we're going to talk about when it comes to combining various items in order to achieve an Isra Ha'orla, which is the first 3 years of fruit on a fruit tree. It is prohibited to eat. It's prohibited to have Hana V'Kilai HaKerem, and as well Kilai HaKerem, which is if somebody plants grapevines next to either vegetables or grains, that would make the grapes and the grains and the vegetables in close proximity prohibited to be eaten and prohibited to have Hana from it. So Ha'orla V'Kilai Mitzarfin Zeim Zeh would be Mitzarf together. For what purposes? So the Barton Or brings two. We'll just go through one of them. It is a prohibition to eat it. And if, accordingly, if somebody had ate half of a shear from one and half a shear from the other, they would be mitzarif together, and the person would be chay of malkos. Rabbi Shimon Omer, enan mitzarfin, they are not mitzarif together. Why? Because they are two different isurim, and we're not mitzarif different isurim together. Now we're going to talk about combining different types of materials together for purpose of tuma. On a high level, different types of materials have a minimum shear in order for them to become tame. There are actually two conditions for material to become tame. Number one, it has to come into contact with a high level of tuma, like an avatuma, or specifically an avatuma, or an aviavosatuma, higher, but it has to become an avatuma, for example, a dead rodent. So it's not that a material will become tame by touching a rishon. It has to be an avatuma. And number two, it has to have the minimum shear, and this is going to differ based on the type of material it is. So as follows, habeged vasak. If we have something, a material that's made of cloth, that minimum shear to become tame for purposes of tumas medres, a certain type of tuma, is going to be 3x3 tvachim. It has to be a minimum of 3x3 tvachim. If it's less than that, it's not going to become tame. So if you have a beged and you have a hasak, sack is a sack made of goat hair, the minimum size is going to be 4x4 tvachim, not 3x3 tvachim. So if you have those two, or hasak v'ha'or, the sack that we just said is a 4x4, v'ha'or is leather, minimum shear to become tame, 5x5 tvachim. Ha'or, if we have the 5x5 together with hamapas, which is a reed mat, the minimum shear is a 6x6. For all of these, mitzarfim zeim zeh, they will be mitzarf for the larger shear, which means if I'm lacking a little bit of my 4x4 sack, I can fill what's lacking in with a little bit of the cloth that's 3x3, because I'm adding something that is a stricter 3x3 to the 4x4 in order to make sure that I have a 4x4 tfachim. That would be mitzarf together for purposes of tuma. That is what we have here, but it wouldn't be that the reverse. If you have the 4x4, would not add into the stricter shear of a 3x3, or 5x5 wouldn't add into the 4x4. It's only you can be mitzarf up to the more lenient shear, but not to the more machmir shear. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mibnation, Ruin, Litambe, Moshe. Rabbi Shimon is answering something. We saw in Mishnah Gimel that says that if you have different shiurim, if you have different sizes of things, for example, a tuma of requires a kazayas for an avela, and for a sheretz requires a kadasha, we're not going to be mitzarif them together. And here we're saying differently, we are going to be mitzarif them together going up in one direction, at least we're going to mitzarif them. So he's explaining as follows. Rabbi Shimon is telling us that's because all of these materials, although we said they have different shirim, there is one type of tuma, it's tumas moshav, that they do have the same shir. Tumas moshav is the type of tuma that if you have somebody who has a severe type of tuma, like a zav, that he has certain flows and he has the status of a zav, and he sits or he lies himself down on an item that is specifically made for that purpose. So that's the normal use. For example, he sits on a chair is made for sitting, he lies on a bed, a bed is made for lying down. That is called tumas moshav. Tumas Moshe, because all of these materials for that purpose of Tuma, they all have the same shear, 1x1 Tfachim, so we have the same shear for all of them, at least for Tumas Moshe, then accordingly they will be Mitzarif together as we just discussed previously in our Mishnah.